But, and that's a good one right there. Our infrastructure is in the fucking trash because for the last 40 years, they've raped and pillaged and put it all into private sector. And it's happening even worse. This is why we don't have...
No, we don't have monorails because the people would fucking be on them stabbing each other.
No, we don't have monorails because the car industry.
Like, have you ever, let me ask you a question. Have you ever ridden public transit in Atlanta? Trust me, you don't want to get on a fucking train there. Like, it, dude, it, we just, dude, we have an issue.
So...
It's true though. Like, dude, the subway is a cesspool.
It's like you were trying to do it with the Brian.
I'm not disagreeing with you on that front, but that's not about the subway. That's about culture.
Yeah, well, we don't have any here. So.
And I just tried to say that to Mike, we don't have culture. And he's like, "We have no culture." No, there's no culture.
Yeah, our culture's death.
What culture are you referring to?
Strip clubs.
Those are good.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Pole dancing.
All of the blowjobs that we have is a remix of someone else's.
I don't know.
I think that was the French.
I was going to say OnlyFans, but that came from England.
I think didn't the French, Chinese, the one thing Japanese, that they actually did
French,
invent was blowjobs?
We took all that from other people.
Kissing.
I'm going to look that up.
Burlesque.
That's got to be French, right?
Yeah. Las Vegas.
We invented that.
Disneyland.
Did we invent? I guess Walt Disney was...
You know what we did give? We
Who
gave iPhones.
Who invented the blowjob?
We gave iPhones, but we didn't come up with components to make said iPhones. The Japanese and the fucking
An ancient activity.
Taiwanese did.
Predating English language.
It's probably a dude. A dude definitely invented a blowjob. Put your mouth on me.
Says ancient civilization, the Greek, Romans, and Egyptians depicted and discussed. Where are those hieroglyphics?
Yeah.
I want to see a blowjob hieroglyphic.
Just the fuck. Like, is it like a face fucking one or is it gentle?
I'm going to look it up. Hold on. Egyptian.
Blowjob hieroglyphics.
Blowjob.
You know it's dudes. It's Egyptian.
It's like dude.
Like there was a lot of like homoerotic stuff.
There was. I feel like Anaxunamun or whatever.
Definitely recording now, by the way.
Oh my God. There are actual like.
Blowjob.
It's a dude sucking his own dong.
What?
I swear to God.
That's how I know it's a lie.
It says a section of the Book of Dead.
Blog, dude.
Oh, wait. It's a dude sucking it. Whoa, there's a dude getting butt fucked. Are these real hieroglyphics? There's no way these are real.
Culture.
There's no way. Hold on. I got to see this. Dude, these are real. Dang, that's a chick getting plowed. That guy's dick is humongous. Bob, his dick's like
send me the picture.
Like a foot long. This is on papyrus dating back. Hold on. I'll send this to you. This is... The pornographic papyrus of ancient Egypt. Hold on, I got it. Like, I'm not on my phone. I got to like mail it. I got to mail it to you.
Oh, you don't have the messenger on there?
No, I don't. This isn't an iPad.
Oh,
hold on, I'll just mail it to you. Okay, I emailed you the link. Oh my God, that's aggressive, dude. One chick's getting plowed while a guy's like holding her hair. This is awesome.
Welcome to Circle of Jerks. I'm your host, the one and only Bobby D. Me and Ryan have been looking at hieroglyphic pornography while Steve and Michael were discussing culture.
Hieroglyphic pornography?
That's yeah, so I was curious who invented the blowjob. So I looked it up, and then I was like, well, I wonder if there's hieroglyphics of, like, sex. And then I found one.
Gotta be the Greeks, yeah.
No. Egyptians.
I'm pretty sure the Greeks probably predate the Egyptians on blowjobs.
You'd be surprised.
We're just going with links.
Yeah. Greek civilization. What was the time frame for that? I'm off my timeline history here.
Oh, my God. This definitely is fucking just porn.
That's real, right? That's... Absolutely.
Come on, Steve, I'll send it to you.
Yeah, it's the greatest thing I've ever seen.
Anyway,
here we go. A history of oral sex.
So who invented oral sex? Starting the show, but this is where we're going.
A history of oral sex from fellatio's ancient roots to modern.
The same article.
The modern blowjob.
It's definitely invented by a dude.
let me see who it's written by.
It was
a woman. Anna Schwartz wrote this article.
No, I'm talking about invented the blowjob in general.
Steven Crouch.
For sure.
It would be like a dude either wanted to get oral or had to give oral because his penis was small. So that's, you know, it's always like the people that make it up with their tongue are lacking in the pants.
Is that like the fat chick thing where like fat chicks are do more stuff because they're fat?
I don't know. I just made that up. It sounded good.
Oh, no, they're saying right here, fellatio are from ancient Egypt. Now, what's interesting is the Kama Sutra. You'd think that that would have been, you know.
You didn't believe me. You thought I was just bullshitting.
We have a crack research staff here. Circle of Jerks.
I have to question a lot of shit that comes out of your mouth, but in this case,
I feel like this is one that I would.
Who wants to blow dudes is wait
what?
What? I don't know. I thought I could sneak that in.
Yeah, you thought wrong. Jesus Christ!
The Greeks also had a distinct term for fellatio.
What was it called?
Cunnilingus, referring to it with caution.
What was the word? Oh. They don't give you the word. That was good. That was good use.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Oh.
They called it what?
I can't get this stupid AI link shit on Google, dude. It like pulls up relevant things and then you try to click it and you can't actually get to the thing.
Dude,
you
know, it's like subscribe to get the rest of the blowjob.
Dude, it's like when you try to get an article and it's like Washington Post and it's like subscribe. I'm like, I just want to read the one article. I don't want to subscribe to your bullshit, fucker.
Give me some ads on the side. We'll call it good.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck. Ay, ay, ay.
I don't know. I can't fucking find it.
Okay, so Greeks call blowjobs or oral sex something.
Something. I can't find it.
He'll find it later and then tell us.
I'll try.
Can't wait.
So, Steve.
Yeah.
You'll like this one.
Oh, God.
Went to a screening. Went and saw Nobody 2 this week.
I don't even know, for
the network.
I know what that is.
It's a movie.
It's a movie. Bob Odenkirk. Action film. Anyway. Doesn't mean anything. Some 300-pound fucking turd pointed at me and said, "That guy's not press. What's he doing in that row?"
So to give
Wait, you got called out by somebody?
So to give you some context, we walk into the theater for the screening, and the front row up the stairs at Harkins is the front two or three rows.
The first two front
rows is like the when you walk up the stairs.
Oh yeah,
press.
Right? Okay. Yeah.
So Bobby and I are like, "Ooh, the front row, right in the center, right,
cool. Wide open. I'm the only person in it.
Perfect seat." So I'm like, "Hey, I'm gonna go grab some popcorn."
The railing seat.
Yeah. I was like, "I'm gonna go grab some popcorn." He's like, "Okay, cool. I'll just wait here." So I'm walking down the steps, and this 300-pound fat dude with a beard
wants to sit in our row.
The lady's like, "Oh, the first two rows are press. You know, you can sit anywhere else." And I shit you not, I'm from me to you to him, and he goes, "Well, that guy right there don't look like press." And I was like, "What?" Like, and he said it like loud enough. I know Bobby heard it. Yeah. And I was like, in my head, I'm like, "What the fuck does press look like at a movie screening? Like, how many screenings have you been to? They're a fat guy. Like, you know, maybe you should worry about like the amount of butter you put on your popcorn, not the fucking, you know, the guy that's sitting in the press seat." And I was like, I was waiting for, like, I almost said something.
It took everything I could to like not just start going off on him, because it was just like, "What the fuck do you mean I don't look like press? What does press look like to you?" And in my head, I was like, "Have you seen some of the ugly dudes that are on local radio?"
Oh, dude. We've been doing these movie screens for how long now, Bobby?
A decade at this point.
Dude, like some of these people that show up to these things, even the press screenings, like the actual press screenings,
where there's only 10 of us in it.
And it's like, I know I don't look super professional. Like, I also don't dress professional for something like that. I'm going to see a fucking movie, right?
But you
like,
were more professional this time because you didn't actually get any kind of gummy candy.
I didn't. I just got popcorn. Yeah, I was just like, popcorn. But I was like, what the fuck does that look like? And then, of course, as soon as I come back, there's these two brothers who are twins, I would assume. They have to be twins, right? Dressed in suits and shit with, you know, they've got their fucking
penny loafers.
Penny loafers, and they've got their fucking notebooks to take notes. And I'm like, Bro, it's a fucking action film with Bob Odenkirk. Do you really need to take notes? Come on.
But they look more like press than we did.
Yes, of course. I mean, like, did I have shoes on?
Yes, because remember I said I wasn't wearing socks, and you're like,
oh, that's right, that's right. Because I thought I wore my flip flop first.
Here's what you should have done, Bob. You should have been like, actually, I'm with Fabu Plus Magazine. Would you want to do an interview after the movie?
Fabu. Oh my God. Fabu Plus.
Oh jeez.
It was just weird.
So blatant. He legitimately pointed right at me and said it as Ryan's passing him.
I was like,
and what? In my head, I was just like, where the fuck's Lee, who's our PR person? I'm like, I don't want to mouth off.
You don't want to get in trouble. Yeah. It was weird because like I almost said something. I wanted to be like, so what does press look like? Because I'm press.
Honestly, what I wanted to do was like kind of throw out my credentials. It's like, yeah, I've done, you know, thousands of hours of radio. I've been approved for South by Southwest. I've been approved for San Diego. You know, how much press credential do you need to be press?
Yeah, like what do you need for
me? Tell me exactly where I need to be on the press level of press to be press.
What do you need, fat guy?
Yeah, because the only thing pressing on you is your blood and your arteries because they're
knees.
Clogged.
Your knees are fucked.
Yeah, your ankles are pressing for not to break.
Your knees are fucked.
It was just like,
nah, dude, it was
I'm
weird.
Sorry, sir. You got your fucking pass to be in here from KUPD. Whatever Circle K you ran to because KUPD was out there in the red van.
He didn't run.
You just happened to be there picking up your Thirst Buster and your hot dog. But you know what? I get to get on a list and I don't have to wait in line to get in that fucking movie theater because I walk right past all you fucks that are waiting, hoping to get a fucking seat, and my seats are reserved. And, you know, it was just like, there was so much that was going in my head. I was like, just don't be angry at this dude. I'm like, no, fuck this guy. Who the fuck does this guy think he is running his mouth about me? Like, I can't hear him. I'm like, dude, I can hear you, asshole. Like, I'm fucking sitting right here. It's a quiet ass movie theater at this point. I don't know. It just was.
Well, it's kind of infuriating.
But in my head, I'm also thinking, I've seen every, like, local DJ at these things. They don't look much different than the rest of us.
No, it's funny because it's like, I forget which one it was that we went to. It was a bigger movie. I don't remember, but one of the, like, big DJs from, like, one of the, was there with, like, his family.
Yeah.
I'm like, this looks like a fucking dude. Like, it does, you know what I mean? Like, there was no like, oh my God, you know, like,
it was Power 98.
That's what it was.
DJ
yeah.
was there with all his family.
Yeah.
And then it's just like, again, we've seen the 93.3 alternative station people there. Yep. You know, it's just like, look, I have green hair. I'm somebody. It's like, no, you're really not. Like, you just talk in a different microphone than I do.
It's true. I forget that sometimes too, though.
Yeah, but it's perfect. I mean, Thomas came from that era. You know, like
his hair's not green yet, but it's getting there.
Yeah, but he worked for the radio station. I'm
right,
saying.
Right, right, right.
You know, he worked for KUPD until you know he was let go. So, You know, it was just one of those things that I was just like, oh my God, I can't believe this actually happened. Like, okay.
It was a little weird. I mean, like I said, I was walking by and I was like still mid stride when he said it. So it would have taken me like to stop and turn around. And I was just like, you know, it's not worth it.
It's not worth it. I want my popcorn.
I was like, I want my popcorn, you know, but it was just, I, in my head, I'm like starting to think like, do I need to have like a reporter hat on? And I'm like, hi, I'm Jimmy Olsen from the Daily Planet.
Breaking news.
Like, is that what I need to look at? Like, look like now, you know, like I don't even think fucking reporters look like that anymore. So, you know, like it just was really weird, man. I don't know. When's the last time you saw a reporter?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't leave my house.
I sit at home and do nothing.
Yeah. As a dude that never leaves his house, I was like, maybe I shouldn't leave my house. People don't think I am who I am.
What was funny, because it was like, I left Bobby and went to like get my popcorn or whatever. And I sat down and I didn't realize he texted me, and like he had texted me and he's like, oh, these people behind me, you know? And that's one thing about when we go to these like press screenings, it's like, when you sit down in the press area, you hear these people talk about like, fuck all, I don't know, just anything you can think of. And it's just, you listen to them talk. And I think it's like a mix of pretentious with slightly educated, but slightly
forgetting that this is entertainment.
Yeah, like entertainment, but then also slightly like antisocial. So you hear them talk and you're just, you know, and I would consider like, and when we were going to conventions, Steve, Bob, all of us together, right? I would consider us functioning adult nerds, right? Like we're functioning, like we can have a conversation
to the group. Yes.
Yeah. Compared to like what we usually, what we like
comparison. Yeah.
To what goes to a
we
Comic-Con.
We know what deodorant is.
Yes. So like when you, or even like when I worked at the comic book shop, it was constantly like people would come in and it's like, wow, you don't get out much, right? Like yeah. you clearly yeah. don't have
now,
any social.
That's me and Steve.
Yeah. Yeah. But like you guys still have social skills. There's a difference, right? Like, so barely, but you do. The
functioning.
The point is you're functioning. Like you sit there and you listen to these people talk and you're like, dude, what the fuck? Right. So I come back and Bobby's like, dude, like these people behind us. And I'm like, okay. And I like sit there for like 2 minutes and like kind of listen, you know? And I'm like, oh my God. And I was like, I told Bobby, I was like, dude, I can't wait to move to Japan.
So you just, can't understand anybody.
Exactly. I can just be blissfully ignorant, you know, for at least
just be like that little kid that doesn't hear shit, doesn't understand.
Don't give
shit.
A fuck. All right, cool. You know, like, whatever, you know, like, sorry. I don't know what you mean. Sorry. Yeah. You know, gomen nasai, you know, like, sorry.
Oh, you know, speaking of dildos, WNBA is getting dildos rained down on their court.
I am the only one. Am I the only one that thinks this is funny as fuck? There's got to be more people that think this is funny.
I think it's both funny and disrespectful. It can be both at the same time, but I understand why people are throwing it. But then on the other hand, I don't understand why people are spending the money on tickets in the first place to throw
a dildo.
Yeah, to throw it. It's like
the dildo's maybe probably more expensive than the ticket. But so, if you're going to buy dildos to throw at the court, remember use Rain Man code at checkout on adamandeve.com.
Can you imagine
to
if
to get
like,
all your dildo WNBA needs?
Can you, dude, can you imagine if like our sales for that went up for dildos that people were buying to throw on WNBA court? What's funny is Bobby sent me this thing. And they like, so the WNBA came out with like this policy where you can't bring like a bag or whatever.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And Bobby's like,
somebody still snuck one in.
I wonder how.
Yeah.
What are dildos for? Anybody want to take a wild guess?
Look, even like if you're packing Steven type heat, he's got a dildo in his pants all the time.
Yeah, but so, it's not detachable.
He's got the alien in there, dude. It's like,
but nothing says like you can't buy like a strap on or strap it to your leg and somebody searches you.
That's my cock. Thank you.
Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah.
I mean,
can you imagine someone threw a strap on? That would be even funnier.
That would be funnier than the dildo.
It'd be funnier if they threw a fucking pocket pussy.
Just a fleshlight.
What up, Lesbos?
Just a fleshlight comes flying out of the fucking.
Good Lord.
I wonder, you know, like, this is going to sound really insensitive, right? No, it's not. Well, maybe. I wonder what the percentage of the WNBA is lesbian. That would be like, ooh, fleshlight.
I don't know.
Yeah, like I you know, because like
I don't think that works the same fleshlight. Like,
oh,
like they're not fucking scissoring a fleshlight. This feels so good.
Yeah, what if you made like a fleshlight that had a tongue coming out of it, and that was like you scissored the fleshlight with the tongue?
They make that.
They do. What's it called? The rabbit? That's the rabbit, right?
No, the rabbit is the one that has the two prongs on the top that tickle the clit.
he is correct.
Of course, he knows.
Of course I know.
Mr. Skin knows.
We've also done Google enough dildo reviews on this show.
I just go to Google. Percentage of I didn't even get fully typed in WNBA. And the
Google's
first
like, they're all dykes.
The first two results are NBA players that are gay, WNBA players that are gay, or players who are lesbian. Those are the first two suggested.
That is too funny.
That said something about your league.
Yeah.
38%.
No, that's a lot less than I thought it would be.
Now, how many of them would actually be fucked by guys, which should be the other?
Well, now,
ratio.
Hold on. That's an AI number. Now, down below from a July 17th, 2025 post, there's 44 players that are gay.
Like out.
And that's
gay.
28%. So there could be 10% that are closeted, I guess.
I'm going to say this. I want to say this now. I will tell you right now, we are in an era of WNBA players where like, maybe 10 to 15 years ago, I could look at any WNBA player and be like, oh, she's attractive. They did not look good. We are in an era of multiple W, like Sophie Cunningham, Cameron Brink, like hot chicks. Even Caitlin Clark is somewhat good looking. And it's like, I don't know if like they were like, we need to have better looking players. I wonder about that. I'm not saying this as a guide now. I'm talking more like as a strategy, like a marketing strategy. Like, hey, you remember like in A League of Their Own? Like there was the
She's
one.
She's quite a ball player.
Yeah, she ain't a fucking looker. Like that was the thing I always thought was funny about that movie. I love that movie, by the way. It's a fucking great movie. But like, I wonder if
Marla Hooch.
Marla Hooch, dude.
Quite a ball player.
What? But and then they show her from like 45 feet away. I wonder if that was something that they were like the WNBA was like really worried about, like getting some players that were attractive to maybe try to boost people.
I don't know.
Maybe, but the performance on the court is trash. So, and I'm not even a basketball person, but I just found a research article on researchgate.net, which is a legitimate research place where people post research papers, right?
You said research a lot.
There's a lot of research.
I'm just saying that's what the ResearchGate is. Anyways, title of this white paper is the WNBA and athletic performance based on sexual orientation. These are the ones that are claiming it's 38%. Now, what was interesting as I was thumbing through this, there's a table in here that breaks down the weight and height and age mean average based on whether they're straight or lesbian.
Okay.
Now, if they're straight, the mean weight is 177 pounds. If they're lesbian, the mean weight is 165 pounds.
The lesbians are skinnier.
Implying that the lesbians are higher performing. And then there's all kinds of statistics around, you know, whether they're a guard, a forward, or a center, and whether they're straight or lesbian. Based on you know,
like
minutes played, points, field, you know, three pointers, all of these things. And as you're going through all of these statistics, the lesbians are edging out in almost every category, almost every single one. The lesbians are beating the straights.
Damn, the LGBTQ kicking our ass.
That should be the all-star game.
Oh my god, the lesbians versus the straights. Which one's shirts and which one's skins?
Now there's a section called position statistics, but I don't know what they're talking about when they say positions,
top or bottoms,
power bottoms.
So this was a cryptocurrency enthusiast. This group was trying to throw these green sex toys out there to market a crypto coin.
Hell yeah.
That was their play.
That was their play.
That's a good play. What was the name of the crypto coin? Dildo?
Green dildo? I don't know. It doesn't
Jolly
actually
green
say
giant
dill coin.
Dill coin.
We want to make memes funny again, he said. I think the best part about it was, man, when some of those dildos hit the ground and the like, people were trying to kick them and stuff, like they were going to blow up.
Yeah.
It was just like, it was pretty hilarious. Now,
yeah, but I want to, like, if you're going to throw it, I want it to, like,
you
land
want it like
perfect.
That dart game?
I don't think any ones that I saw in the videos,
no, they all landed sideways.
Because I don't think they were the suction cups, and they didn't play that bottle game enough.
Oh yeah,
the flip bottle. Yeah, no, but, you know, oh, that was the whole.
Well, there's
rage.
Also that like dart game with
there's
the suction
cups. There's
a
dart game where the suction cups will stick.
By the way, did you know that that is actually a legitimate like actual game now? Like you can like I watched it, I don't know, it was like ESPN 8, the Ocho or some shit, but there was an actual competitive league for throwing those like rubber dart things.
The stick.
Yeah, to get them to stick. I was like, wow, we'll turn anything
but
into a
some
sport.
Of the people that I thought was weird, and I don't know if this would be make it any different, were charged with like sexual lewd, you know, type things. So like if it was like a corn on the cob dildo or one of those things that was shaped like,
oh, like a tentacle.
Yes. Like, would you get charged for it if it didn't look like a penis?
That's a good
question. Oh, that's true. Like, I just threw a tentacle on. But I mean, you're throwing something on the court, so you're probably going
to
get in trouble.
No,
regardless.
But I'm talking about the more the sexual aspect of it to where you could, like, have to pass out flyers now.
Oh, I see
so
what you're
they're
saying.
Like a sex offender.
Yes, possibly. Like,
how can you get charged with some kind of sex offense in that?
Because it's like adult lewd behavior, like throwing a dildo, I guess. I don't know. It confused me when I was reading what the Phoenix Man was charged with here.
Could it be like sexual assault? Maybe?
With a deadly weapon?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
We need somebody out there to throw a tentacle and a corn on the cob, like Bobby said. There's all kinds of different shapes. I'm going to do a Google search for the weirdest shaped ones.
Well, the tentacle, maybe. But there's also like monster ones with like huge veins and stuff. I don't know. I'm not from experience or anything.
I'm not sitting on one right now.
Yeah, it's not up my butthole right now.
Yeah, turn off.
Yeah, the okay, yeah. So,
image filtering. There it is. Corn on the cob. And the balls are even a cob. Look at that.
Hell yeah.
But yeah, so the guy here was charged with suspicion on disorderly conduct, assault, public display of explicit sexual material. And so in my head, I was like, well, if it wasn't a wiener.
Like you threw like and it just landed. It was a nightstick or something.
Like, yeah, a corn on the cob or a phallic object. That's not a wiener.
It's not a penis, right?
It's not a penis. Like you sexual. Like, it was meant. Well, no, it's
now,
not.
If someone threw that on the court, I would laugh my ass off. The dinosaur cock.
I mean,
sure, you can take that off the screen because that'll get us kicked.
Oh, it's Jurassic penis.
Jurassic penis.
Welcome.
The Cockasaurus Rex.
We spared no expense. Yeah. The Cockasaurus Rex.
Yeah, I think people need to get creative. If they're going to do it, they need to figure out ways around this new rule. Yeah. The first step is jamming it up your ass to get in. The second step is throwing it on the court.
Dude,
I'm all about spending money and doing weird shit for funny things, but I don't know if I'm willing to take like a dildo up the ass.
A dildo up the
for
ass
for a joke. I hope this is worth it.
This better be funny because my asshole hurts. Like
Robert Doherty, Mason Male, arrested for displaying sexual.
A dildo.
Keistering a dildo also had to be sent to the emergency room for a prolapse anus.
Oh, here you go.
Can you imagine pulling it out too fast?
Nobody is going to be able
to. Ryan Paul.
Nobody can cry on this one. This one just looks like Pickle Rick.
Yeah.
It's just a pickle.
Yeah, uh-huh.
It's just a pickle.
That's what she said when she got stuck in her cooter.
If you can throw it on the court and get it stuck in a cooter from downtown.
Amazing, dude.
Yeah.
A better shot than most of the WNBA ladies.
All of them.
I feel like it's a missed opportunity to not throw in with a suction cup. I feel like if you're going to throw it, obviously you got to throw it tomahawk, right? You got to kind of tomahawk it. It's got to spin and then you've got to land it perfectly. Like, fung. Like, imagine how awesome it'd be is you fucking tomahawk it into the middle of the court and it lands and
then they can't get it off.
Yes.
Dude, we've gone down the complete wrong rabbit hole on this. It was in front of us the whole time. All you got to do is put your hand or your arm up a sweatshirt, like a hoodie, and you just need to put this up your sleeve. Dude, this is it, Bobby, right here.
What if someone's like, I need to check, like, nice to meet you.
For those listening, Steve just showed a fist.
Basically.
Yeah, well, not really a fist. It's
it's how you get into fisting. You don't fist somebody.
You
don't start with a fist. You transform into a fist.
Correct.
It's like Optimus Prime in the vagina.
Into
the cooter.
It's like a triangular shaped hand motion.
It's you know what motion it is? It's the I'm Italian motion.
Hey.
Yeah, you throw the Italian. Hey. You throw the Italian hand.
Hey, I'm gonna put this in your pussy. Hey. Or your asshole.
And that's what
olive oil.
That's actually what you got to do. You just like put a little Italian flag, like
marinara.
Like on the dildo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You just cram that marinara dildo
and then you tomahawk and go, hey.
Oompa.
The balls are sweet like meatballs and the cock is spaghetti.
Oh, so listeners out there, we just gave you all the ins on how to pull this off.
Yeah, dude. This
the
is
ultimate
easy.
Heist.
The ultimate dildo throwing heist.
Jesus. And a half hour on. So, you know, you always see one of those weird things on like Instagram. It's like, hey, if you had this, what would you do?
Mm.
I saw one and I thought it would be interesting. You can have $100 million, but you can only spend that $100 million on things that start with the first letter of your name.
I don't want to buy $100 million worth of retards.
Yay!
Yay!
No, but I'll buy sex.
Steve's got the easy one.
He got the easy one. That's fun.
Like, in my head, I was like, if I don't go by my slave name and I go by Bobby, I can get boobies and butts.
Yeah, boobies.
Yeah, boobies and butts. I'm fucked.
You're fucked.
Let's see.
You can get your cars. There's got to be cars out there with the R type. Does that count?
Toyota?
Royota?
Rolls Royce?
Oh.
But I don't really like those.
How much money do we get?
$10 million. $100 million.
Do I have to go off of... Okay, hold on. So,
but you can only spend it on stuff with your name.
Okay, but like, okay.
Reese's Pieces.
That's a lot of Reese's.
Rocket ships.
You can buy multiple things. It's not like one thing.
Well, no, I understand that. But I'm thinking like what starts with R, like... So, okay, so if you could buy things that start with R, is it that, like, for example, okay, if we're going to go cars.
Range Rover?
Well, right, but I'm saying, does it have to be the brand, or could it be the name of the car?
Be whatever you want, bud. I'm just trying to make a bit out of it.
Oh.
Ramen.
Like, because of Koenigsegg Regera.
We could buy multiple Ryans.
I could buy multiple Ryans. Turn a Ryan Island. I can't buy islands, because that starts with an
no.
R. What if the island's name starts with an R?
Repstein Island.
I'm trying to think. Ramen. I could buy ramen.
Yeah, you can buy ramen.
Ramen, yeah.
By the way, I found your fleshlight.
It's got a piercing.
I told you, they have them.
Does it cost extra? Because I could just pierce one cheaper for myself.
No shit.
I'm just going to throw the clip pierce in myself.
I'm trying to think what else. Like, what's something cool that starts with R?
Roller coasters are cool.
Oh, they are, yeah. That's cool.
I don't know how much they cost, though.
Oh, revenge. Revenge is cool, right? I feel like I got the shitty one.
You did.
Well, you notice I just went to Bobby instead of my slave name?
Yeah, your slave name.
I mean,
no, my slave name's Robert. I don't want to use that.
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
What?
Some roller coasters, in smaller theme parks, 1 to 2 million, they can easily reach 20. Some can cost as much as $50 or $100 million. So you could blow it all on one roller coaster.
One roller coaster and then charge everybody.
That's actually not a bad
idea. You'll never make it back, though.
It doesn't matter. He still has a roller coaster to himself.
That's true. But you know what?
That's a South Park episode, you know, wasn't it? Where Cartman got it and then had to start charging people to get in.
Wasn't it Casa Bonita? No, didn't he get in charge of Casa Bonita and he had to charge people?
I don't remember. But
I could buy race cars and race tracks.
There you go.
Oh, fuck.
Racist. I don't know what you do with them. I'm just naming our things.
Bury a mass grave.
It's really hard. You could buy a radar. I don't know what you do with it.
Give people tickets.
He's like,
this is a citizen's arrest.
Excuse me, sir. You're just driving too fast.
Replicas? I don't know, man. I feel like I get hosed on this one.
Yeah, you got really
hosed.
Can
I use my middle name? Or is it just your first name?
You can use whatever you want for bit purposes.
Oh, for bit purposes? Oh, okay. Well, then my name is...
He doesn't even remember.
No, he's trying to make something up.
I'm trying to make a name up.
He's my
name is Pyan, because I want to buy pussy.
Yeah. Steve's buying Sydney Sweeney.
Oh,
hell yeah.
Yeah, dude. Double S's. Oh, wait, no.
Wait, what?
No, wait. Did you see that? Oh, Bobby and I were talking about it.
Immediately what he was going. I was like.
I was waiting for Bobby to chime in. You beat him to it.
You were talking about the SS and the
jeans.
Oh, okay.
The jeans.
So I thought you guys might be talking about something I'm not involved with, but they are.
No, the whole jeans, man. That whole thing just happened with her on that whole front.
Yes, I know.
I lived was present. That was the last mean show. I was that.
You liar. Wait, can Irish people be, is that how that works?
I'm pretty sure Irish skinheads are a thing.
I guess. Yeah, but is that like, I always wondered about that because it's like Irish.
They're like an offshoot.
Isn't that an offshoot though? Like it's like a subreddit type of individual.
The subreddit racist group.
Isn't that like, I feel like that one's very like Irish IRA nationalist.
Yeah.
Right.
We don't want to talk about that because I've already been cleared.
Well, at least you've been cleared.
So, Ryan.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Did you see what happened to Ohtani this time?
Oh no. What now?
Triple play?
No. Ohtani is now investigated on a $240 million fraud charge
yeah.
in a Hawaii real estate deal. Now,
I'm not a person that wants to accuse people of things, but when you keep getting in trouble and you keep blaming other people, how fishy is Otani at this point?
You know what's funny? And this is what is really...
Like, Ryan, like, if I'm rich and you're my fall guy for my betting, cool. Now, Steve's my agent, and he's going to be my fall guy, my for my real estate.
Here's the thing that blows me away about this. One, the guy is insanely rich already. Okay. Like, crazy rich. Why? Like, and the other thing that is really weird, like, so if you guys ever go to Japan or like if you guys come to visit or whatever, you cannot escape Otani. This motherfucker is everywhere. Every billboard, every fucking convenience store you go to.
Probably because he owes people money. You know, dude, why Bruno Mars has a fucking.
Don Quixote,
MGM, because he owes $10 million in gambling debt.
Well, yeah, like, dude, like,
he does.
Yes.
Oh my God. That's
Hawaiians love to gamble.
You like everywhere you go, like there, like, dude, I went out. I remember this vividly. Jackie and I took a rental car out towards Mount Fuji and we stopped at a convenience store kind of in the middle of nowhere. Right. And it's like Family Mart. That's the name of the convenience store. You walk in and there's Nobori flags. So that's like the flags that they have outside of the, and it's Otani eating a fucking onigiri white rice ball. And I was like, what does that say? I asked Jackie, like, what's that say? She's like, oh, it says Otani-san's favorite rice ball. I'm like, this motherfucker's selling rice balls, dude. Like, this guy
selling rice balls, dude, there was selling his fucking.
There was a time when Schwarzenegger was big. And I think even Stallone, too, they had ads in Japan on them eating.
So I don't know if you guys know this, but I know I'm going on a tangent here. But, like, Tommy Lee Jones has been doing ads for Boss Coffee in Japan for 40 years. He is a national treasure.
In Japan.
In Japan. And has been known as the Boss Coffee guy. And
that's so weird.
His shit is still on TV.
he's like Wimber Wimberly or whatever the guy's name is for oatmeal.
Dude, it's crazy.
Juan Valdez of Japan.
I was watching Japanese TV and boom, Boss Coffee ad comes on with Tommy Lee Jones. And I was like,
does he reenact like fugitive scenes?
I was like, dude, that'd be fucking amazing.
Drop the coffee.
So you can't escape Otani. And so not only is he getting paid a fuck ton of money by the Dodgers, right? But he's also making a fuck ton of money from all of his sponsorships and endorsements.
He's doing something fishy, bro.
And he's been gambling like a motherfucker, too.
So here's what I want to know. Is he like an Uno guy at the casino? Or like, what is he betting on? Is he blackjack?
But again, he sold out his interpreter for the gambling at this point, allegedly. Or I believe, or whatever.
I think he sold him out for sure.
But the only reason that I believe that even more is because of this lawsuit coming out. $240 million Hawaiian fraud thing. That's like the Rock Oprah level of them trying to buy all the land when it burned down. Like, it's just insane that, you know, like, at some point, when are we going to get the 30 for 30 documentary of... You know,
Otani's scandal.
Yeah. Like the best baseball player that could have been or never was because didn't keep his fucking nose clean.
Of all the things, too. Like, it's so weird, man. Like, I'm telling you, if he goes out and buys a sandwich at Firehouse Subs, that is on the Japanese news tomorrow. And every motherfucking Japanese person is going to go, how the fuck do I get Firehouse Subs? That guy could literally go get a pedicure. And every fucking dude in Japan would go get a pedicure the next day. Huh. It is the guy
known for it.
Is unbelievable. Like he is a god there.
I get it.
I'm just saying,
this complex has brought him to the U.S. to where, you know, he thinks he can get away with some shit and it ain't working out so well.
I mean, maybe, dude. Why though? Like, dude, you got the life. You're quite possibly the greatest baseball player in the last fucking 40 years.
Why do celebrities think they get away with anything? It's because they think they can.
So weird, bro.
I think this came out a couple days ago when I saw this. I was just like, you know what? You can, if Ryan, again, say it was me. Ryan was my fall guy for betting.
Oh, then I would.
and then he's gone. And then, like I said, I didn't know anything about it. I knew nothing. And then Steven is now in this real estate deal with me. And it's like, I'm the connection to all these like scandalous shit happening. At some point, you got to look at like the person that seems to be involved in everything.
Let's flip the other side. Okay. Let's flip the other side and say, let's just say he's not, this is someone trying to get money out of him. Okay. I feel like as that can happen. Right. I'm not saying that I think that. Right. But I'm just saying that, like, let's look at the other side. Let's use like a Trevor Bauer situation, okay, where it's the opposite. You're this really, really good baseball player, right? Quite possibly like the greatest baseball player of all time. And you already have one scandal, air quotes, under your belt. Why not try to throw him under the bus for another one and see if you can get some money out of him, right? Like, I feel like we don't know, right? And we can have our thought processes all we want, right? Of how we feel or how we think. I have a hard time. This is just me. Okay. Knowing Japanese culture, knowing how people are brought up and how they are like respectful, like Japanese human beings are super respectful. It just seems really out of touch. Now, obviously I don't know. Right. And I'm just spitballing here, but like, it seems very out of touch for a Japanese person to be this scandalous, but I also know that it does happen. So I'm not saying that they're perfect. Right. But so I'm playing the other side of the coin here, where it's like, what if this is like, you know, okay, well, let's see if we can get him to settle out of court for some fucking dollars. You know what I mean? Like, or maybe this was a deal that just went bad. Cause I'm reading like it's a $240 million luxury housing development on the Big Island or something. And so the real estate investor are suing Otani that his agent got them fired from the development. So I haven't really read the whole thing yet, but this one sounds kind of fishy. Like,
again, I'm only going with past history here.
Sure, like I get that.
If there's one kid that is always part of the trouble and there's different kids around them all the time, you're looking at that one kid as being the troublemaker.
Sure.
So, you know, again, maybe it is his name, image, and likeness
It says, Baleo and Otani, who were brought into the tons of misspellings of his last name, by the way, who were brought into the venture solely for Otani's promotional and branding value, exploited their celebrity leverage to destabilize and ultimately dismantle plaintiff's role in the project for no reason other than their own financial self-interest. So let me ask you this, okay? Let's spin it this way. Let's say all three of us go into a deal and
I like how he becomes Captain Japan and defends everything.
I'm
from
not
there.
Defending him. I'm just saying, look at it from another aspect here. Like, oh, let's say we three go into a deal and you guys are like the main and I'm like the third party, right? But you guys both come to and you're like, man, Ryan's gonna fuck this up. Like, let's get him the fuck out of this deal. Right? Like, that happens all the time, dude. Didn't that what happened with Facebook? Like, I feel like that happens on a daily basis. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I'm not defending Otani. Obviously, he's already got one strike under his belt with the whole fucking agent thing and the fucking gambling. I get it. I'm just saying, this one seems weird, man. Why the fuck are they going into a Hawaiian business, a real estate venture? And sabotaging it. It just seems really weird to me. There's something more to that. When did this drop? When did this come out, Bob? A
couple days ago.
So they're,
this it's, week.
Yeah, so not full understanding of what
no,
this is.
No, I mean, they put the lawsuit in, and so it's when it became public.
We think we should sue him. Let's just come up with something crazy and see if we can get $1 million out of him.
Yeah, well, let me know how that works.
He touched me.
Let me know how that works when you move to Japan, dummy.
He touched me.
My no-no square.
In my bento box.
My Otani box.
Yeah.
I'm going to end the show here on a bit of a down note.
Oh.
AOL is ditching their dial-up service. Finally,
no
more 56 kilobyte shitty porn images taking 4 hours.
The online service will end September 30th.
That's too bad.
We have a guy who masters, he He's the ultimate you Googleizer.
Me.
Here on the network.
Thank you.
So, Ryan, I need you to help us bid adieu to AOL dial up.
Okay. Hello, folks. We're gathered here today to lay to rest quite possibly the quintessential, most infuriating motherfuckers ever. If you were there, or if you know, it basically sounded like this. Or something like that, doesn't matter. You know that it took fucking 8 years to get one nipple on the screen. You know that if you tried to download anything on LimeWire or Napster, dating myself.
You were trying to download on fucking 56K modem?
For Napster?
Or,
yeah.
Or a 28.8 yeah. modem?
Fuck yeah!
Dude, cable internet didn't come in until almost after Napster was banned.
You know that...
I don't know where you guys lived, but fuck.
You know that...
Oh, I'm sorry.
You could be downloading an image on Playboy.com, and then your mom picks up the phone and... There goes
ruined your boner twice.
There goes 25 minutes of you trying to get
mom.
A,
I'm trying to jack
mom,
off.
I'm trying to whack. Like we bid farewell.
Mom, I'm doing internet research for my health class.
We bid farewell to basically our first porn, our first creepy chat with age, sex, location. You've got mail. You don't get to hear that anymore.
No. Movies now
and BBS
officially dated.
We also bid farewell to. Free promotional CDs that basically just gave you 40 free hours of AOL that you either threw out of the window of a car at other cars or you turned into samurai armor or whatever you decided to do with them. Bobby says he still might have one of those, which I really hope he does. But it also, you know,
dude, my first AOL was floppy, by the way, not
floppy disk. Holy shit. But you know, AOL, you taught us patience. You taught us rage. You taught us that slamming a keyboard into your screen was satisfying at times, but also you paved the way for our lightning fast porn and lightning fast Google searches. So we bid you farewell. We bid you adieu. Good night, sweet prince. I don't ever have to hear that fucking sound ever again. Thank God. Amen.
Amen.
Yes, it was probably amen. You were having, you were sexting on the other side.
Oh, you're from, oh, you're 16? Oh, I'm 15.
Yeah.
Age, sex, location.
So I got two fun data points here.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, God.
AOL, in the run of AOL, they spent over $300 million producing those fucking CDs. And at one point, the AOL logo was printed on approximately 50% of all CDs. Created.
You know what's funny is I asked Bobby, I'm like, I wonder what happened to all those CDs. They are in a dump somewhere.
Along with the ET game from Atari. Actually, you can go on eBay and you can get them.
40 hours?
Yeah, I don't know why
hold
you would
on,
do
hold
it.
Hold on, no wait, way.
Trust me.
AOL CD, no fucking way.
Now, AOL.
People are buying these for $5?
They're collectibles, bro.
Jesus, I really should look.
Oh my God. 700 hours free for $15. No credit
card. Not free anymore. No credit card required.
America Online 4.0.
Do either of you even have a landline in your house?
No. I still have an AOL email I use for my junk shit.
Okay.
No, I haven't had a landline in forever.
No, me neither.
I just had all four remaining landlines in my house. Cut and patched.
Nobody uses that shit anymore, dude.
Yeah.
It's
AOL Gold.
Ooh.
$15 disc.
Ooh.
What's the most? Hold on. Now I'm going down.
Go to the sold and see what's the most expensive one.
I want to see price plus shipping.
Now, I will give oh, Jesus.
Is it like holographic?
Ultimate AOL disc collection, vintage, artistic, all different America Online CDs. $9,500.
How many? It was bought?
No, that's what's listed. Now,
no,
let me
see sold.
Well, I just wanted to see what the most expensive.
Well,
listing
how many are
was.
In the collection? That matters.
Well, yeah. Okay, the last sold set.
Seems like if I want to know what I'm investing in. Here.
It's like Pokemon cards.
And are they graded? Are they PSA 10s? Yeah.
So the last sold was on June 6th. Massive lot of rare vintage AOL CD-ROMs, over 100 collectible CD discs, $70.
What is somebody doing with those?
I don't know, man, but someone's clearly buying them.
I mean, honestly, what you could do is you could mount them. I mean, 100's a lot, but if you mounted them like on some kind of canvas or something and turn them into pop art.
Or you can make it like the when you put it on the coffee tables and pour the resin over it.
Oh, the epoxy? Yeah.
Let me see how many is in the 9500 collection here. Let's see. So this collection, let's see how many reviews this guy has. This guy's got quite a few reviews.
Who collects all these things, by the way?
164 different American, including our many rare designs, such as iguana, desert, Mona Lisa, caramel, snowflake, Britney Spears, raindrops, and froggies.
Do they have a Princess Diana death one?
Wow.
There's a Superman one.
Oh, that's cool.
There's one with a squirrel on it. There's one with, what's the bird from fucking Tweety Bird?
Yeah, Tweety Bird.
There's a Harry Potter one.
Ooh. Wait, it's weird that Harry Potter shouldn't have been around with AOL.
But also Harry Potter, the book came out way before the movies. So, but yes.
Well, but even the movie came out, what, 2001?
I might be 01, I think. Sorcerer's Stone.
It doesn't matter. Like, did anybody know that AOL was still alive other than Ryan because he had an email address?
Yeah, I knew the email address where I didn't know dial-up was still a fucking thing.
Rural communities, man. They don't have that infrastructure we were talking about.
Oh, my God.
So Elon Musk is
he's Starlink.
Starlink.
He's Starlinking people in there. And
yeah, he's sending out CDs.
Can you imagine?
He's like,
what a marketing strategy. How do you want to market this one, Elon? Well, you remember AOL?
This Starlink only has 40 hours of battery. If they want more, they're going to have to buy the cord.
But he doesn't mail them. He just draws them out of his fucking rocket.
like propaganda out of a fucking...
Yeah, the rocket explodes and they fly everywhere.
No parachutes.
Dude, can you imagine a CD falling? You get fucking sliced by a CD. Dude, we used to go into a Burger King by my house, grab the all of them, because they didn't give a fuck, grabbed all the CDs, and then threw them at each other from our cars.
What Burger King had CDs?
They had AOL CDs at Burger King.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, where did you grow up?
Yeah, where did you grow up, you fucking fancy guy?
Mine came in the mail.
What's mail?
What's the mail? I had to go to Burger King to get my AOL CDs.
You had a dude deliver them? Who's this male?
Yeah. You came to your house handed them to you.
We'd go right into the Burger King. We'd grab the whole fucking stack of them. There was like fucking 30 of them in there. And walk right the fuck. Burger King didn't give a fuck. They're free CDs. I didn't give a shit.
The 16-year-old behind the counter didn't give a shit.
He didn't give a fuck.
He's like,
do you want?
He didn't want to take the onions off my Whopper. Do you think he cared about me jacking free CDs?
And then we would throw them at each other. That was...
Well, $300 million they spent on this fucking CD.
For Ryan to do Ninja Stars in fucking Florida and Arizona.
That's basically what we did with them.
Crazy. You know how many Sydney Sweeneys they could have bought?
Oh, man. AOL was the origin story of Horny Bob.
Is that where you came from?
Yeah, well, yeah, because I would picture trade.
Wait, well, how does that work?
Because you'd go into the chat rooms and you'd be like, I got Jenny McCarthy and Playboy. What do you got? And then you would email each other the pictures.
You were a picture trader?
Yeah.
Oh,
it's like
my
it's
God.
Like Pokemon, but different.
It was like different. I was just trying to get all the titties.
I was trying to collect them all.
What was your pride and like titty?
I don't
shot?
Know. Any of them?
Yeah, but like, what
dude,
was the one?
I used to print them out and put them in the locker rooms at fucking high school and shit.
Jenny McCarthy, those Playboy spreads were...
Jenny McCarthy was like the thing
for me. Dude was hot, dude.
Daisy Fuentes was never naked.
Of course he knows that.
He knows.
Of course he knows.
Daisy Fuentes wasn't in Playboy, but she was in Sports Illustrated and had wet t-shirts.
He's correct.
Oh my
Boom.
God. Unbelievable, dude.
Try me on my porn.
I've memorized the whole library.
Try me on my... This motherfucker's got terabytes of shit at home, dude.
No, it's in his head.
It's in my head.
That's what I'm saying. Terabytes.
Terabytes.
That's crazy.
You plugged me in. But no, that's where it came from, because I can remember, and I started downloading it and I printed it and took it to work, and somebody said, like, you are one horny motherfucker. And then I became Horny Bob, and I was riding home from a bus on a bus, and this girl that I was kind of half-ass seeing at the time wanted to see the pictures, and I wouldn't show it to her. And she ended up like clawing the shit out of my arms on the bus because I had it all fucking crumpled up in my hand. And that girl ended up being in Maxim magazine.
What? Was she hot?
You should have showed her the pictures.
I know. I regret it now.
You could have hit that?
You could have got Buzzhead.
Buzzhead. 15.
Hell yeah, dude.
Be like, hey, everybody watch this. I got look at my Jenny McCarthy picture while Melissa gives me
I got my first, you know, HJ, like 16, on a bus.
I was younger than that, but that, yeah.
It was on a field trip, seventh grade.
Yeah. I was just on the ride home.
If I was on a field trip, we had 2.5 hour ride.
What was his name?
Why is it always a dude? I love how that's the first thing you get to. I love that. Fucking crazy.
What was his name?
Because it's the easiest joke.
It's low-hanging fruit, Bob.
So are your balls.
they are fruit. Yeah. I expect more from you than low-hanging fruit.
I know. That's exactly what I expected. And he delivered.
That's the level. But no, it's a sad time. Like I said, AOL, and I used to have like the floppies full of fucking...
Was your AOL handle the Horn Dog?
No, it was HB6913.
Okay.
Then it became the Horn Dog when Yahoo Messenger came around.
Oh, right.
Which just also turned into more me doing scandalous shit on there.
Yeah. So my AOL was Mad Surf. I didn't make it. My dad made it for me when I was 12. MADDSURF. I don't know where it came from.
I don't know. You still got it though.
I do. I use it for like junk mail and shit. So, you know, it still clearly works.
Yeah. I mean, I use Messenger to hook up with girls. Like, I would talk to people because you'd find people from the area.
You want to meet at this arcade?
I was talking, it's like 17, 18.
Okay, well like, what was your move? Like,
17-year-old girls are 30 minutes away.
Yeah, like, okay, what was your, like, okay, you start talking to a girl, right?
I don't know what my move was. What was your, like, hey, do you want to hang out? And then I fucked.
Right. But what did you use as like your go-to, like, hey, you want to hang out?
Sex location thing type thing. Right, but and like, then you no, get but to I, know them. Back then, we didn't have cell phones and shit. And then you just kind of lead into like, hey, do you want to meet up? And just hope you didn't get raped by a dude.
Right.
Yeah, but like, where was your go-to meeting? But you didn't just meet at like a house.
Bob was just hoping he didn't walk in and there's fucking Bubba. Chris Hansen.
I think we were all of age or of the same like age.
So why are you here today, Bobby? Are you here to meet Joseph?
I got Bartles and James and pizza.
Bartles and James.
Bartles and Smirnoff Ice.
You said she wanted BJ's.
We said we would try BJ's together, and I thought she meant Bartles and James. Who do you mean we're having sex?
Zoinks.
Oh, no.
Oh, zoinks.
Oh, no. We'll have to get tested after this.
Oh, I'm going to go look up Bobby on the registry right now.
I haven't had to register. We're good. That wasn't a thing back then. Anyway.
They gave you a free pass.
Yeah, I had a CD. 43 hours.
Oh, I'm crying.
All right, well, I guess we're done with that. Godspeed, AOL.
Bye-bye.